Hello there, everyone. This is Infinity. It is 9:33 here in the Pacific on the 13th of April. A lot of ones and threes going on here. I hope you've had a great day. It was Monday. Okay, enough of that. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for being here, guys. We are bringing to you tonight episode number 65 of the podcast. A little announcement here at 9:36 p.m. Sorry for the noise. That's my kitty. Hey. Sorry, guys. She just got really playful. She was playing with a moth, and now she's gonna sit, I think.
Would you please stop?
She's looking at me like, why? Why should I? Like, what's your problem, lady? All right, you guys. So, 9:36 in the PM here on the 13th. Seriously, baby? Okay. I got her out of there. Sorry about that. Alrighty. So, here we are on Monday. It is... our moon is at 57.9%. And so tomorrow, overnight and tomorrow, we're getting into our 50% time of the month, and that is always a pivotal day. It is also coinciding with the landing day of our Stargate. It's the 14th tomorrow, you guys. So our Stargate started on the 4th, so 4/4 of 2020, and then we're going 10 days to 4/14/2020. So that is tomorrow. And at the same time as that, we have for our symbol for tomorrow, for our symbols, we have Ganesha and wisdom. So Ganesha is, we're going to get into more about that here in a second and who Ganesha is. But The characteristics for tomorrow is day of education, knowledge, and wisdom, a day for books, archives, information, a day of symbols, magic, secret knowledge, as well as new ideas and original new solutions. A day of spiritual and creative renovation, a favorable day for writers, poets, and scientists. Meditation, you can concentrate on the knowledge that interests you. And the moon is in Capricorn, and we're going to take this a step further. Well, let's see, which way are we going to go with this? As my ears start to pop because we're... cat. No, I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you. I'm busy. She's trying to be cute and entice me to play with her. I'm not playing with you right now. I'm sorry. Mommy has work to do. Don't be mad. She's like, screw your work. I want to play. Huh. I love that. You're so adorable. If you want to see baby, take a look at my Instagram. I posted her being really cute, flirting with me and outside. she didn't know I was there videotaping her. When she saw me, she's like, oh, and she got all funny about it. It was really adorable. And I thought she knew I was there. So it surprised me that I surprised her, you know? It was really, really cute. Anyhow, we'll go this way around it. We'll get into Ganesha. Also, Ganesha, it's Hindu and from India. Ganesha, also known as Ganesha. So here we go. This is, I'm reading directly out of my book, Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Deities, by Doreen Virtue. And this book is fantastic. I was guided to this on the full moon, and at that time El Moria came out, and we've been working with him these past two lives. This time around, I was guided to Ganesha, just because, exactly at 7:27 in here, because, like I just said, with the moon, the symbols are Ganesha and wisdom. So I was like, oh, interesting, Ganesha. And then I was guided to dig deeper into that, and I did. And then for those of you who are like, oh, that sounds familiar, but I'm not exactly sure what that is. It's the Hindu god with the elephant head. We're going to get into that right now, but that is, you know, the visual. So go ahead and Google that visual and get that in your mind. And as we get into Ganesha, also known as Ganesha, I'm going to read directly from the book and excuse my, I don't know if I sound a little whatever, if I'm a little raspy. I mean, we just went through a really intense activation yesterday in the live that I did, and it was to implant shielding in our lower backs and in our chest, and we're dealing with a lot of like integration with that, and then also feeling the collective with all the COVID stuff. And there's just a lot going on energetically. So as soon as I get done with this, and this is not going to be a long one, I promise you. As soon as I get done with this, I'm getting into the bath, and I've been called in there for a meeting with my team, with my spirit tribe, my team, my brothers and sisters, and also for self-healing so I can clear out this energy. And we're supposed to be doing that really intentionally, spending at least 30 minutes in the bath or shower. Those of us who did this activation yesterday, if you did not do it, I suggest you take a look at that meditation. It's not a long one. I think it's like, oh shit, I don't even know. Maybe it is. I honestly don't even know. I really don't even know, but it was, but we did it twice. We did it on the full moon, and then we did it yesterday as well for Easter. So El Moria came through to, so two of us did it twice, essentially. The second time was just to deeper integrate and play with the energies of the shields, and they're encoded with our very specific soul code and Merkaba activations all integrated into them. That's like etched into them. It's really quite cool. It's for grounding and shielding, and it's just to help you just take things easy peasy and not be so triggered and just be more grounded. And at this time, especially for what he calls light bearers, light warriors, and I love that word actually, light bearers. Light workers is what it's kind of known as mostly, I guess. And it's because these spots for light workers, light bearers, is really susceptible to being overused and overworked, just because that's kind of how it is for the collective. And it's also a point of like extraction of energy if you're under psychic attack. Those are the two places where you're gonna be hit or extracted from. Is like that lower base energy. It's like your sexual energy. We'll get more kind of into that in relation to Ganesha, and also the Devil card, which we got into. That was just my last podcast. Well, I did it a couple times. We got into the Devil card a couple of times. Episode 56 was part one energy update. Was that it? Yeah. Episode 56, part one, energy update, the devil, the ego, our reality, and COVID-19. So, and then there's actually two parts to that. I get into in episode number 57, the introduction to the tarot and why it is so powerful. And that was the introduction in my textbook, the Kabbalistic Tarot. So I read directly from the book, and it really explains a lot how and why it says an introduction why it's so powerful. That's exactly what I was just going to say. It really explains why the tarot is so powerful and why so many people gravitate towards it or to it for help and guidance, especially if you're working with somebody who really is connected. It can be extraordinarily insightful into what's going on. And not only for me, not only the tarot, but particular oracles too, but they're not connected to the Tree of Life and the Kabbalah like the tarot is. The tarot is set up connected to all the branches in the Tree of Life. So it's really interesting, all the reading that comes out of this book. And I did that episode, the introduction episode number 57. So that was the tarot, an introduction, why it's so powerful. So it is a long one, but it's really one of those things where you think you know, like you might think you know about tarot, but like I thought I did with the different things I'd read, but it wasn't until I got into this book and it's integrating the Tree of Life and all of these different parts of our journey and the way that he breaks it down. And I'm not saying that I understand all of it, so it really opens up more doors for you to like look deeper into things on a spiritual level, because it's basically a map on how to ascend through life, how to go through life and how to transcend different levels and layers and corridors within this matrix that we're in. And it puts it together in a way that really needs to be experienced. You can talk about it, but it's not until, like, you have seen it in practice and work and you put it together that you're like, oh, wow, holy shit, this is, like, a thing for sure. And why it is such a popular thing. So anyway, without getting too much into that, just listen to that podcast. And what else here? The other thing was the episode that I just uploaded yesterday, it was the middle of the night on the 12th. So it was episode 64, The Tree of Life, the 15th key, The Devil. And I say in that episode, once again, we get into the book, this time the devil card, not that we were done with it. And I said, trust me, if you think you know the devil or the devil card, I bet you'll find yourself seeing them from a new point of view, and maybe yourself too, because that is what the devil is meant to do. And we will circle back into that in just a second. First, we're going to dive into Ganesh. We're going to read about this from that other book I told you about, the one about ascended masters. A guide to working and healing with divinities and deities. So here we go with Ganesh. Ganesh is an elephant-headed deity who removes obstacles for anyone who asks for his help. He is the Hindu god of prosperity and wisdom, who also assists with writing and art projects. Many different stories abound that explain why Ganesh has an elephant's head. In most stories, Ganesh lost his head, perhaps because of his father's anger, and Ganesh's mother took the first head that she could find, a baby elephant's, and placed it on her son's neck. In Hinduism, Ganesh is the first deity contacted during prayers. It's recommended that you invoke Ganesh prior to conducting a ceremony, engaging in writing, or before any endeavor in which you want to succeed. Ganesh is extremely loving, sweet, polite, and gentle, yet so very strong. He's large enough to blaze trails ahead of you so that your path is clear, but he's also so filled with love and sweetness that you don't have to worry that his brute strength could turn against you. He's analogous to Archangel Michael in that he's a loving and loyal protective force. So really similar in their attributes and energies. And I totally feel that. Definitely different, for sure. They're not like one and the same in any stretch of the imagination. They're very much different entities, different divine entities. But similar, also similar to Jesus as well, but in a different way, but a lot of that same energy. Okay, Ganesh is called the remover of obstacles because he mows down any blocks that could stand in his path. Think of a tame elephant walking ahead of you on a trail, trampling brush so that your way is clear. That is Ganesh. And he's saying, well, I'm not like tame is okay. That's an okay word, but it's kind of more like I'm your friend and I'm just walking ahead of you because that's the right thing to do, because it's not like I've been tamed. He says, he's like, I'm just a good friend and I'm going to clear the path for you because yes, that's the right thing to do. And because I love you and I have the power to do so, and because you have come to me and we walk together, I walk ahead of you when there's obstacles. Otherwise, he says, we walk side by side. And he also shows us individually, those of us who connect with him, that we will sit on top of him as well, that he will extend his trunk down and allow us to come and sit on top of him when we need extra help. He says, when we need extra help in getting past especially difficult times in our lives, So in that sense, very similar. He like that. It's that same kind of saying about Jesus, like, oh, I only see one set of footprints. And Jesus is like, yeah, it's because I was carrying you. And you're like, oh, same thing. This is what he's showing me. He's like, yeah, like that. He's like, but he's like, sometimes this is more about like getting things done and things getting in your way. Whereas Jesus is more like, people tend to gravitate towards him when it's more the essence of really truly needing a very like spiritual place to go to be carried through. Whereas Ganesh says, yes, I can do that too. You can just sit right on top of me and lay down and go to sleep, and I can carry you through your dreams and astral and take you through places that may be an obstacle there. Oh, like just like the dreams that we've been talking about. We've been talking about this is coming up a lot. This is another being turned to, reminded about the gosh, when was that? I did a podcast. That's really weird to go from one thing to another here. I did a podcast about sleeping. Oh, here we go. Episode number 55, Our Sleep and Dream State During Chaotic Times, Sleep Wellness with COVID-19. I might need to do an update on that one because it's come up a lot with people that I've been talking to in my lives and my clients and people that I know in my personal life, just that sleep and just comments that I've seen in different places and on Twitter. This has just definitely been a thing. So he's saying, back to Ganesh, she's saying, yes. So in these times where there's a lot of fear coming up and there's obstacles even to get rest because of like stresses and things like this, I can definitely help you through those, these times in your sleep too. So you can call upon him before you go to sleep as well, and he will help you out in your dream state. Okay, where were we here? Oh, here we go. So she continues to write. This is page 80, by the way. She continues to write here. I was having difficulty at airports at one time because security guards kept stopping me to open and search my carry-on bags. Since my husband and I travel nearly every weekend, I quickly grew weary of these frequent suitcase searches. I wanted the security personnel to ignore me and just let me through without stopping me. So I placed a small statue of Ganesh in my carry-on bag. From that moment on, my bags were never again searched. Ganesh immediately comes to those who call upon him. For example, I was on the telephone talking with my friend Johanna, who... following the death of her mother. I was consoling her when I suddenly saw a clairvoyant image of Ganesh next to her. I said, Johanna, did you call upon Ganesh? And she answered, yes, I'm wearing a necklace with a medallion of Ganesh on it. I've been rubbing the picture all day, calling for Ganesh to be with me. Ganesh says, so now she's quoting a channeling from him. Ganesh says, I see all obstacles to being surmountable. In fact, I don't see obstacles at all, and that's the point. All barriers in your path are self-imposed. They represent your decision to be afraid of moving forward. You cast your fear outward by projecting thoughts into the future, worried that either this or that may occur. Your worries about the future have created blocks and boogeymen that you will meet on your future path. But don't worry, since they're your own creation, you can will them away. Ask me to assist and I puncture the balloons of dark illusions. Even if you've managed to manifest a worst-case scenario, call upon me to heal and guide you. All thought forms are on a level playing field, and no matter how dire the appearance, they're all equally surmountable. I plow through them all quite easily with my unwavering faith in all good, all love. That's the only power that exists. The rest are all unreal illusions. Let them go and know the truth of all situations. God and love always prevail. So, I mean, I was just giddy. And so after reading this a little bit ago, I was just like, oh my God, this is just so beautiful, the way that this is all like falling together, how things are being laid out for me and my own discovery. Because while I've of course seen the artwork and statues of Ganesh and Ganesha, I never really have dove into it. I was never really guided until today. So reading about Ganesh is really, really cool for me. And this whole thing about obstacles and illusions and the boogeyman that he talks about, your worries about the future have created blocks and boogeymen that you will meet on your future path. But don't worry, since they're your own creation, you can will them away. And this is what we talk about with the devil card. That comes up, actually, that exact word, boogeyman, comes up in the other book. And when we get into the devil card and what that is all about. So Ganesh and the devil card are very much this 50-50 force, right? So we have, and it's exactly 10 o'clock right now, 2200 on April 13th. So we have this 50-50 oppositional type force going on with the devil and with Ganesh, because he's the one who says your obstacles are your illusion, and everything about the devil is talking about illusionment, about fears and illusionment. So this is the devil card, and it's basically, this is the devil card, the fears and the illusionment. And then Ganesh comes in to say, I'm reminding you that it is illusion, and you can call upon me as another person, another divine being at your disposal. To just like Michael, just like Jesus, just like any divine being, God, deity that you connect to, that you know of or get into the knowledge of, just like I am with Amoria and Ganesh in these last few days. And so, and this is what it's supposed to be like for all of us. We're all constantly learning. I didn't grow up with any religion. Some people grew up, you know, like really deep in one religion or really have gone into studying a lot of religions, but they're not very spiritual. And maybe they're just now becoming spiritual, where I've been extraordinarily spiritual in my own way, and I've just been guided in my own thing. How it's been pieced together, instead of being all in on any one thing. I just kind of, like a butterfly, truly just kind of flutter from this to that and piece it together as I'm guided. And it all kind of makes sense. We're going to continue with this. I'm just going to finish the reading up here. So Ganesh helps with abundance, artistic projects, household peace and harmony, obstacles removing and avoiding, wisdom issues and writing. And the invocation here, she says, if you're unfamiliar with how Ganesh looks, find a picture of him in a book or on the internet. Once you're familiar with his visage, it's easy to call upon him by visualizing him in your mind and saying, beloved Ganesh, thank you for smoothing my path today with harmony and peacefulness reigning supreme. I appreciate your walking before me, clearing all obstacles that could impede my progress. Help me see the blessings within everything today. Thank you. So you could say that, or you could say whatever you want to say. It doesn't have to be special, just with any other divine being. There doesn't have to be anything special. You can just say, Ganesh, please come and be with me and help me clear the path of the obstacles that I'm dealing with today, and help me be grateful for my blessings and, you know, whatever comes to mind. It doesn't have to be anything special. But he's reminding me to tell you guys that, yeah, it's great to, before you get into anything of creational, any type of creational type energies that you're going to get into, to call upon him. If you're going to be writing, if you're going to be creating anything, that is, you know, creational, creative, artistic, so he can basically kind of push away things that might come in to distract you, because that can tend to happen. As soon as you start getting into something, all of a sudden something comes up and you're like, come on, I finally got here. You know, you're painting, you're drawing, you're whatever it is you're creating, you're sculpting, you're making, you're a maker of some sort. Let's just put it that way. Even if it's writing or whatever, sometimes their outside forces tend to come into play to pull you away from these things. And he says, basically, what I do is I kind of keep a perimeter around you that makes it difficult to penetrate unless it's really, he's like, I kind of am like the gatekeeper to you. I keep things at bay. So, you know, I'll only let things through that's really important, that needs your attention. Otherwise, I'm going to keep other people busy. I'm going to keep your kids busy, your animals busy for a good amount of time so you could spend. He's like, of course, choose your time wisely. And you can multiply the energies, because I'm going to make time kind of last longer. We're going to have a longer state of, well, we already know that when we get into creational spaces, we have kind of, we enter this as 0 point time frame kind of thing. We're at a 0 point. 0 point is really the ideal place in space and time and creation. This is where we kind of like to balance in meditation at some point. The 0 point where you're just suspended and time is suspended, and you can get there also by being creational. And so this is why people say, like, I've been writing and I was writing for 6 hours and I had no idea that was going on, that much time had gone on, or I was painting and I just couldn't stop and I was going and going and going, and but time just kind of stood still or it went by so fast, you know, just it's this weird suspension of time that happens when you're creational. And it's good to not get interrupted with that. So Ganesh is basically, he's showing me himself just kind of like walking around you and just really creating this barrier of energy so you can focus and not be interrupted. So that's really why he's really great with artistic projects, because it's about when you get creational, you're connecting with Mother, Father, God. You're connecting with your higher self, with your soul self. It's divine union. It's spiritual. So spiritual beings like to help you with spiritual projects. And so when you're creational, you're being spiritual. And when you're spiritual, you can call on these different entities and deities and gods and archangels. And so whatever you're feeling at the time, you know, it's just so funny for me. I was just like, well, no wonder I've always been so into elephants. I mean, not only do I love elephants, you know, and honestly feel like I've spent probably more than one lifetime as an elephant, on different continents. But just every time I'd ever seen that, the image of Ganesh, it's always been very, what's the word? I guess comforting? Yeah, I've liked it. Even though I've never really dove deep into, it hasn't been a thing for me to really go, what is that about? I know it's a Hindu god. There's a billion of them. And it's like, okay, you know, like there's not just the one, there's lots of them. And so It just, it feels like a really big thing. And, but because I also know that he's like one of the most popular ones, that there's just always been something about that too. So anyway, that just came to me as I was reading about him, and I was just like, oh, how funny, this whole like elephant head thing. And I think about all the different elephant things that I have. I don't have a Ganesh specific statue or anything, but I have many things that are elephants around, like a statue. I do have a carved crystal statue of an elephant, and I have my own drawings of elephants, and I have just different artwork and things that have been given to me that are elephants. I absolutely love elephants, and I just never really connected the two, but it makes a lot of sense now why this is. And then not only that, just like why this is, he's coming up right now, why this whole thing is coming up right now. Household peace and harmony. I mean, come on, who doesn't need household peace and harmony during a lockdown? A shelter in place, quarantine, whatever you want to, we're not in quarantine. Everybody calls it quarantine, but it's not quarantine. it's stay at home. During a stay at home, during a pandemic, people are having, there's like higher divorce rates than ever. That typically these are people that are already going to get divorced. They just hadn't gotten there yet. Now they're really getting there. But just to have better household harmony with the people that you're having to be around all the time, and hopefully you're taking a good amount of time to be by yourself and establishing some boundaries and some, like, this is my alone time, this is your alone time, this is just the way, it's the best way to to do that. And then of course, if you're feeling Ganesh and he's somebody who, as you look into him, and tomorrow we're going to be doing the Stargate landing day at 4:30, and we're going to be doing a meditation with Ganesh. So I'm not sure what that's going to entail, but he's like, we're going to do meditation, and it's about clearing obstacles. It's about all this stuff. It's about abundance, clearing obstacles, removing and avoiding any obstacles, peace and harmony within the home and around you. Bringing in more connection for your soul wisdom, and of course artistic projects and writing. So anything creative and writing, he's getting into that. So it's going to be about all of that. He's saying fortifying kind of the foundation, the base. He's just showing me him, his like walking on the earth and his vibrations kind of radiating up. But that also connecting for those of us who have done the shielding that I talked about earlier with El Moria, that somehow connecting to that. So that's what I'm seeing right now. I don't really know the gist of it and everything that's going to happen. I never do. So we get there and they come in and we do our work. Another thing I wanted to tie back into with the devil card is I looked it up earlier because I was like, oh, the moon is in Capricorn. The Capricorn is associated with the devil card. We've been going into the devil card, and I looked that up a bit here. And I just clicked on, this is at tarot.com. A Taste of Tarot, Capricorn and the Devil. A look at the symbolism of Capricorn's tarot card, the Devil. So it says, every zodiac sign is ruled by a tarot card from the major arcana. The zodiac sign of Capricorn is ruled by the Devil card. Here we take a look at the symbolic connections between status-driven Capricorn and the Devil. Capricorn and the Mountain of Achievements. Capricorn is represented by the powerful and determined mountain goat, strong-willed and ambitious. This sign is considered the business person of the zodiac, and they will stop at nothing to achieve their goals. And while these individuals are great leaders, loyal friends and excellent lovers, their obsession with status and success can sometimes get them into trouble. Capricorn and the Devil. The Devil is one of the most misunderstood cards of the tarot deck. If you look a little closer, the figure in the card is not a representation of Satan, but rather the card depicts Pan, the half man, half goat nature god. Like Pan, who is often depicted chasing nymphs, the Devil card is associated with temptation and sexuality. Capricorns are always driven to strive for more, for the best, which means that they are rarely satisfied with what they have. Like bats, notice the large bat wings on this figure, Capricorns are often in danger of being manipulative and using others while climbing their way to the top. In parentheses here, I'm going to say just real quick, when we get into the Devil card in that episode, we talk about how there's that association to our president Donald Trump. So he's very much integral into what's going on with our timelines right now, and his kind of persona and kind of what he represents. It's not all about him, but definitely it's associated with him. Okay, here we go. Manipulative and using others while climbing their way to the top. Okay, ultimately, the Devil card is about feeling trapped or stuck. That's shown by the slaves in chains in the foreground. Conservative Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, the planet of limitations and structure. But here's the twist. The chains are actually quite loose, implying that the slaves could leave if they really wanted to. So that's talking again about illusionment, that your chains are your fears, is the chains that you're, when you're chained up like that, but it's not real. So that's, you know, taking us back to what Ganesh said. Similarly, Capricorns may feel restricted by the expectations of those around them and their own expectations of themselves. But in the end, they always have the opportunity for freedom and change. So there's a little bit about how this is just kind of circular with where we've been these last few days. So I wanted to tie that in for everybody and just give a little preview to what we're going to be working on in our live tomorrow at 4:00 Pacific, the 14th, our landing day of the Stargate. And we are going to be doing the usual with an energy update and general tarot reading. We're definitely going to do a tarot reading for the collective coming out and getting into the next phase of our month, excuse me, of our month. So we have first phase is that 10 days of like, we have different phases of our Stargate. So first phase is the 4th through the 14th. And then our second phase is the 15th through the 25th. And then the third is always getting into that next Stargate phase one. So it's kind of like a phase 3/phase 1, getting into the next Stargate. And in there, we're going to have another moon event, which would be the new moon. So, but without getting too far ahead of ourselves, tomorrow we're going to be getting into the energy update for what's going on right now with the landing day and what we got, a recap of the Stargate and kind of happenings in these last 10 days, what to look for in the future for this next 10 days. We're going to get into the tarot with the Hermetic Tarot. I already was shown that. And we're definitely going to do a meditation with Ganesh. And who knows what else. And then I will be doing one card reads for the first like 5 people in attendance. I can't do too many because I can spend like 15-20 minutes with each of these. So I don't rush it. I just go with what, you know, kind of with what comes. So we just don't want it to go too long. There's a possibility that after whatever meditation I do, that I might be up to doing cards. Yesterday after the Easter one, I definitely wasn't, and nobody else was either. Everybody was feeling really sleepy. And we were just done after the meditation. So, but you just never know. Never know. The one before that on the full moon, I was up another 5 hours and I did a bunch of reads. So it's like, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? So, but we are starting at 4 o'clock Pacific. So join us if you can. Definitely circle back to the meditation. If you can't, then do that when you can. Otherwise, I think that is it, everybody. I'll leave you with some kalimba. Thanks for being here, you guys. Thanks for taking a listen to this episode. I hope to see you tomorrow for the live event at 4 o'clock on my YouTube channel, Infinite Love Light Energy. Family member, tell whoever you think might be into joining us, share it on your social media.